Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and today my friend James Gull and myself are going to be sharing about what God is doing in media, specifically the entertainment ministry, how he's going to build something new in our midst, in our generation, to export and communicate kingdom values and goodness to the nations. And I am passionate about this one, James Gull.
Me too. You know, we were interchanging, you know, doing some emails back and forth. I'm going, yep. Patricia, we got to talk about taking the cultural mountain of media and entertainment.
Amen. And of course, you have children who are involved. All your children are involved in this field. But you know, God has given me probably some of the clearest downloads I've ever had prophetically and apostolically since I've been serving him in ministry.
Now, Patricia, I'm going to ask you, I want you to give us hot bread. Tell us what it is that's the current word resting on the inside of you.
Well, what I believe God is doing, like for years, God has sent his ambassadors into Hollywood, which when I speak of Hollywood, I'm not talking about just a geographical location. I'm talking about the spiritual structure that fuels that industry.
Yeah, the industry.
And you know, he sent his people in to be ambassadors so that we could have some really good values, some integrity, morality, and things like that. But he hasn't asked them to tear down the whole thing and take it over because it's a wrong foundation. And what God wants to do is, even though he's going to keep people going in there to be lights and to shine as lights and to, you know, be a blessing to people and, you know, just to be there and to love, to be available and that, he is actually going to build a brand new structure. And it talks about in Hebrews how Abraham went out looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. And so that is the word of the Lord to me, is that what God's doing in this hour is he's going to build an entertainment media container that's going to be filled with his spirit, filled with creativity from on high, with downloads out of heaven itself, with a message of goodness, with a message of love and purity and kindness and you know, things that make mankind just love to be alive.
Yeah.
And he's going to export that to the nations through his church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be that there's going to be like entertainment media like that is going to be overtly like preaching the gospel necessarily, although inside of it is going to be the message of God's heart.
Absolutely.
And so it'll be in entertainment media, such as even comedy, family entertainment, family movies, television.
Wow.
He's showed me about webisodes, and these are little short episodes. Like I personally, I really love crime shows because I love the justice element.
I
just am
it's
there
awesome.
And like, come on, you know, the bad guy's got to be taken down,
right.
you know.
Take him out.
Let's expose the evil and just, you know, get this thing looked after so everyone's
safe.
Dude,
I'd like to do a show.
I love it.
I want to write one.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what we recognize that because I watch a certain one whenever I can.
Yeah, I know you do.
And it's a certain company of actors.
Yeah.
So you've got the family of actors playing their part, certain themes. So you follow it all the way through and you see the justice issues played out within that show, within that container. Well, what the Lord showed me he's going to do is that he's going to raise up Christians who are going to create storylines and a family of actors within it in these webisodes that aren't an hour long, but they're maybe 15 minutes long that you can follow through story by story by story and get connected with entertainment into some really important lessons that we need to live by.
That's awesome.
But it's going to be through entertainment. And there's going to be many different aspects. I saw in the movie or the music industry that there's going to be songs that are just downloads from the heart and the voice of God that pertain to life in this age that are going to be packed, not in a churchy way at all. It's like it's going to be in a relevant way. In fact, your daughter just recently has written a song that I'm intrigued by. But when I heard about that song, I thought I could see the video that goes with it in my spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be so much of that, but in an entertainment way that'll even be taken into entertainment houses.
Right.
The Lord showed me that the churches are going to be used for distribution. I can't share all the details that I'm seeing on that because there's some strategies that are unfolding in many different ways that's going to bypass the industry. And one of the things, you know, I'm just so excited. I don't know if you noticed, but one of the things that has caused a lot of Christians to fall in this industry is their need of the industry. Yeah. Because, like, actors, there's 40,000 actors a month that go into Hollywood today. That's a statistic that I recently heard. And 40,000 a month that leave. Now, they're not the same ones that leave. Some of them stay around for maybe 10, 15 years, but ultimately end up leaving discouraged, broke, no money, no contracts, nothing.
The same is true, like, in Nashville in the music industry.
The same, and they're disillusioned, and yet many of them very gifted by God and that really need the creativity of the heart of the Lord release. So what I feel led to do is to, you know, in a prophetic season, is to prophesy the emergence, which is what we're doing right now, the emergence of this company of entertainers that is going to be oiled by God and cloaked in his humility, not given over to the system, not desperate to be known or to make their big bucks or to get their big break so that they could be the big cheese, you know, but cloaked in humility, willing to do it for their king, willing to feed the nations with fresh manna from heaven, with a creativity and an excellence of production that will cause the world to stand in awe. We have the resources of heaven. We're going to prophesy this into existence. It doesn't matter what resistance comes our way. If we do it together, we're going to make it. And I see apostolic and prophetic leaders in the body of Christ coming together and blessing it, saying, yeah, we're all on the same page. We identify this as the word of the Lord. So we're going to put our apostolic clout and blessing behind this. We're going to prophesy the blessing of the Lord over it. And then those that are involved in the industry will be able to come up inside of that blessing and not be touched by the high-level powered demons that have taken people out right, left, and center. All of the industry in Hollywood is fueled by demonic spirits with, you know, greed and mammon and self-promotion and ambition and all of that that has killed so many people. And, I mean, there's good people in Hollywood. There's good producers. There's great people doing great things in Hollywood. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the spiritual entities that are at work behind the scenes trying to take everybody out. And it's time, James, that we rise up and just, you know, wipe it out.
And that's one of my burdens. We kind of like on tandem on this would be to call forth the media intercessors.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh, through our global prayer storm and different things like that. I want to see media intercessors come forth for such a time as this, that build the safety net and like the umbrella of protection for this new breed generation that we're calling forth and we're prophesying right now. So we speak forth right now. We just speak forth your destiny. We speak forth your prophetic calls. And we also, we want to call forth media intercessors. I just see it right now. I see tens of thousands across the globe, media intercessors, media intercessors. I call you forth right now. I call you forth to come even join our prayer storm. I call you to come forth in your local church. I call for you to join forth. Hold up the arms of these actors. Hold up the arms of screenplay writers. Right now, I see the spirit of revelation falling upon some people, and it's on, it's the pen of the ready writer. It's a phrase out of the book of Psalms, and it's going to be screenplay writing anointing. I see it right now. I'm really energized. I feel very excited about this. This is just like, you're going to get consumed. You're going to get consumed by an absolute ability to articulate with current vocabulary, but yet in a non-offensive manner, relevant messages for our day.
Woohoo! I love it. I tell you, this thing's going to erupt. I know it. It's just like the season. I oftentimes will carry a prophetic word for about a seven-year season. And this is a new season for me. I'm very excited about it. We're just going to keep calling it in. One of the things that we're doing, James, to try to build this is we're hosting or creating Christian film festivals, calling the body of Christ together with their media, not just for feature films, but also with little short short clips, inspirational things that can be used. And God's showing us how to do some distribution. It's coming in. I'm just so excited. And, of course, we're going to have a big festival in Phoenix, the Phoenix International Christian Film Festival in August of 2010. But we want to see many of such film festivals emerge all over the world because more is better. We're not in
Absolutely.
A competition.
That's
this
right.
is a celebration, not a competition.
That's good.
But if we can start modeling some things, then more people can get involved until we not only conquer the mountain, we build the mountain.
Yeah, we build a new mountain.
We build a brand
build
new mountain.
Build a new mountain. Wow.
And it's going to be great. We're also starting... I hope you don't mind me
yeah,
in my
on,
excitement
let's hear
here.
Some more.
But we are also starting a acting school for film.
Wow.
Because the Lord showed us that we are going to communicate through actors messages from His heart that are going to touch real life
Come
situations.
On. That's right.
And a lot of them will be comedy,
Absolutely.
Others will be testimonies reenacted or movies, films, all of that. So we are going
to
raise up a company of actors that will not be bought or sold, that will not compromise, but will be cloaked in the anointing that will be
relevant for our day.
Relevant for our day and excellent actors.
Absolutely.
A spirit of excellence, but also will know how to reach into the glory for their needs. Because that's why a lot of actors and actresses and producers and that compromise, because they say, if I just make this little compromise right now, maybe I can get my break, or maybe I can make a little bit of money and then I'll be fine and I won't do it again. Yeah. But then once you put your foot in there, the enemy takes you all the way out. And so we want together,
awesome.
Make a great team.
Wow.
And I just know the whole body's coming in. Financially, of course, we probably need billions for this one, right?
Yep.
But I know that God is raising up people that have the millions of dollars that are needed at a time to make investment, and that there'll be great return on it. Not only monetary return, because He's going to bless them that way, I know, but also eternal reward
Absolutely.
For seeing the nations come in
and
a generation saved and locked in to a moral revival.
So this is another form of the church without walls.
Absolutely.
Because we got to take this message that's relevant, and we got to take it outside of the four walls, and it's a new renaissance.
It is.
It's a renaissance. This
is
the
awesome.
Hour of the renaissance of the arts and the renaissance of creativity being in the kingdom. And I'm using the word kingdom instead of church because there's a shift from, in a sense, the church age to the kingdom age. And this is about a renaissance. I see it. I speak it right now, festivals around the world, Renaissance festivals of creativity of Jesus Christ. Renaissance art festivals. I see them around the world. I see even circuses. I see parades. My gosh, I see 3D animation right now. I see 3D animation. I see 3D animation. I see the anointing of creativity coming upon people. I see it in the Pacific Rim right now. I see it coming upon Asian people. I see it coming right now in the name of the Lord, not just upon them, but I see the creativity of God falling in 3D animation. It's going to be an infusion of a children's revival through media. I speak it forth. I call it forth. I speak it forth. I call it forth. I speak it forth. I call it forth now.
Whoa. James a few moments ago mentioned that we need intercessors, thousands of intercessors we need, because it's together we're going to break this membrane open. Together we're going to change a generation's focus unto morality and godliness and goodness and purity and prosperity. It's going to be amazing. And we need your prayers. We need your warfare. We need you to stand up and make the decrees.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a prayer team. Just write media prayer at xpmedia.com, and we'll sign you up right away, or go on prayerstorm.com,
awesome.
Sign up.
Yeah.
But we're going to put our efforts together and bring a birthing. We're going to birth, we're going to travail until we bring forth this mighty media army that is clothed in humility and creativity, anointing and authority and the blessing of God. And we're all going to be a part of it for His glory. We'll be right back.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
This is Kevin. Kevin's job requires him to travel over weekends, which leaves Kevin without a church community. So he logs on to XP Web Church, where he can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
On the first Sunday of every month, our team hosts an evening called Experience Nights, where we experience and encounter God. He shows up in different ways every single time, and we would like you to join us in Phoenix, Arizona. The first Sunday of every month, if you're in our area, please stop by at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee at 6:30 p.m. Look at our website for more information at xpmedia.com.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com. Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
James, in the spring of 2008, Julie Myers released a prophetic word in San Jose. I was at the meeting. She had had little releases of it before then, but at that particular meeting, I felt so much weight on that. And we were able to get the footage of her bringing it, plus be able to do a little video clip to creatively portray that word. It is one of the most powerful prophetic words I've ever heard concerning media, and gives such a clear direction for what God's going to do with media. And I was just stunned by it. And in that word, she's a spokesman for the Lord. That's and he said, I will write the check, and I will give to you the money. Mm-hmm. Now, media is a money hog. Oh, my gosh. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. There's no end to the amount of money that is needed to produce and to create for the Lord. And if it wasn't for that word, that's I wouldn't even bother trying. If I didn't know my God, I wouldn't even bother stepping forward, because there's so much intimidation regarding the money. In Hollywood, in the system of Hollywood, there's almost like a door that's closed to anyone that doesn't have money. And I think that as Christians, we just have to rise up and say, you know what? We're not going to be moved by the intimidation of that.
If our God, that
Goliath. That's right. That was not going to stop us.
That's right.
And if God said to do it, we're going to do it. And he said he will write the check and he will give to us the money. And so when we stepped into media, you know, especially on this round, we have to believe for millions and millions right now. But every single day, we're just going to call in whatever's needed for that day, taking one step at a time, and God's going to do it. And I just want to say to those of you that are watching, do not be intimidated by this whole money giant that's out there, the spirit of mammon saying, you can't get in because you can't make the goods, you don't got the goods, I'm going to shut you down. Just don't listen to that lie. Say, in Jesus' name, I'm just going for it. I'm going to do it for him. He's going to bless it, and it's going to happen. And if we go in that spirit of faith, we're going to see God do great things. We're going to let you see and hear Julie Myers' prophecy. Even if you have already seen it, you'll want to see it again. It is powerful.
And the Lord would say, he says, there's a brand new bloom in the desert. There's a brand new color in the sky. There is snow in the middle of spring. So be watchful, be watchful, be watchful for the signs of the times. For you will see with your very own eyes a brand new bloom in the wilderness in Jerusalem. You will see with your very own eyes a brand new bloom in the wilderness in Phoenix. You will see with your very own eyes a brand new bloom in the wilderness in Palm Springs. A brand new bloom. You'll see it and you'll read about it in the paper. For the Lord says, I'm giving you a great invitation to the divine interruption of media, 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 media. And the Lord says, oh, this is why I'm gonna write the check. He says, this is why I'm gonna give you the money. I'm gonna give you a signed check for media, media, media. And I tell you that Hollywood will take notice. Hollywood will take notice, for this is God's media army that will spring up, that will spring up in the wilderness, that will spring up in Phoenix, in Jerusalem, in Palm Springs. Media, 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 for God's media army is arising. It's arising, it's arising. And this is why I'm gonna write the check. And this is why I'm gonna give you the money. For I say, any house that is fueled by intercession that cannot be bought with a price, I say, number one hit movies will arise and win the awards of an ungodly nation. For I will have media that will arise in Phoenix, in Palm Springs, at the very base of Mount Zion, and the world will take notice because they won't be able to copy it, they won't be able to reproduce it, because it is the anointing behind the sound, 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 sound. Hit number one songs will arise out of media. Hit number one songs will arise out of my house if it's fueled by intercession, I say, and it will be songs that go across cultural boundaries. Number one songs in Asia will be fueled by the anointing of God, and they will be number one songs in America. I tell you, in movies, I will pour out my spirit of wisdom and revelation, and there's something greater that will hit the movies, even greater than the passion of the Christ. And I say people will just go to a movie that will spring up from the media hubs, and I say salvation will spring up in the midst of a movie. Salvation will spring up in the midst of a new song. For the day is coming when the people and the ungodly of the earth will not turn the news on to see what is happening, but even the ungodly will turn in to the new media, the new TV, to see what God is saying. It's going to happen. And this is why I'm going to write the check. And you shall know by this, there's a brand new blue in the desert. There's a brand new color in the sky.
Hey, isn't that the most amazing prophetic word? Julie Meyer is one of my very, very, very dear friends, and we just love her and Walt and the International House of Prayer that she's a part of in Kansas City, and it's so clear, it's so articulate. I tell you, it is a word you can bank on, and it is right. And I got something I want to share with you. I saw written in the Spirit a scripture, Zechariah 3:7, and it says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will perform my service, then you will govern my house and also have charge of my courts, and I will grant you free access among those who are standing here." I say there are some of you who are in the industry,
And God's going to use you as wisdom bearers to help show the pitfalls on what not to do. And this isn't, and we're not just going to tear down an industry. We're going to build an industry for the mountain of God. And I just call you forth, and I call you forth, and I speak forth your destiny, that it shall even come to a height and due place for the name of the Lord.
There's many of you watching right now that you are called as part of this glorious media army. Some of you are intercessors. Some of you are distributors. Some of you are funders. Some of you are musicians. Some of you are graphic designers and artists and camera people, videographers, producers, directors, actors. We're all going to come in this together. We're all going to run this race together and give him the glory because he is worthy. This is your hour. And that word that Julie Meyer prophesied, it's for you. It's for all of us, the body of Christ. We'll see you next time. But between now and then, I want you to remember this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really, really does.